Thank you. We just pray blessing on them. We pray, Father, for the visitors, for these some here visiting today. We pray that we make them feel welcome to come and visit you. We pray, Father, for our families. We pray that we leave our families every day. That you lead and guide us and help us again. In Jesus' name we pray.
It's good to see all those that are here this morning. We're going to continue on with our call to worship. So if you'll please stand, we will sing verses 1, 2, and 5 of number 113, We Three Kings of Orient Are, 113. I'll get it eventually.
Hillcrest Baptist Church. What a wonderful day it is to be in the house of God this morning. I have several announcements, but please refer to your bulletin if you need a reminder as to all the activities going on at Hillcrest this week and this month. First of all, can you believe next Sunday is already Christmas Day? And so we will not be having Sunday school. We will have regular worship at 10:40, and there will be no evening services as well. Today there is no children's service this morning because of our program. So keep your children in here, please, for the program. The Challengers are doing a coat drive, and it's not too late to give to the coat drive. There are boxes out in the foyer, so if you have a newer, gently used coat that you would like to donate, put it in that box, please. Tonight, we are having a youth lock-in right after evening service. The expectation is that the youth will come for evening service, and right after that, we will head over to the fellowship hall to eat and Then we'll play games. We've got all kinds of activities going to take place, basketball tournament, ping pong tournament, air hockey, all kinds of things tonight. So if you are a youth, plan on being here tonight. And we also need all parents to sign a medical and release form. So see me sometime between now and tonight to get that signed for me, please. In the foyer also are mailboxes, and there are cards in there. Make sure you go through there this afternoon after the service and pull out your Christmas cards. And if you like to give a Christmas card to somebody, you can save on postage. And that extra money you can absolutely donate to the Lottie Moon offering. You can see up on our wall the wreath. Right now, currently, we have 5 ornaments. Our goal, each one of those ornaments represents $1,000. Our goal is $17,000. God is going to show out once again. We have faith in that. And so, again, prayerfully consider what God would have you to give towards the Lottie Moon offering. Christmas Eve service is coming up on Saturday. It starts at 6 p.m. So mark that on your calendar and be here for a wonderful evening of worship and singing and the Lord's Supper and just fellowship with one another. During the program today, there's going to be all kinds of singing taking place, and so there'll be familiar carols that we'll be singing. The words will be up on the screens. We invite you to participate and sing along as you would like. Now, we have in a few minutes an awesome opportunity to listen to a quartet from Montgomery Central High School band. These young people over here will be playing the saxophones for us. They are Dylan Smith, Matthew Pentlicky, Megan Hayes, and of course Hayden Heberer. So we're excited to hear from them in an opportunity to worship through music once again. We want to welcome you to Hillcrest Baptist Church this morning. We're going to do that now. Home folk, look around. We've got a lot of visitors here this morning. Go shake hands, hug necks, welcome them to Hillcrest. Thank you for choosing to come to Hillcrest this morning. We pray that God will speak to you in a special way this morning. So let's stand and welcome one another as we sing.
Seated. So, we had an exciting morning this morning. The Family Life Center was used for Sunday school class. We had four, yeah. We put the volleyball net up last night. It's one that you put down in the ground for, and then you take it out whenever you're done, but it's a really nice, it looks good. And we got the floor finished, everything finished except the dishwasher. And I looked at my contract, and I got a sub BBBD, and it's you are the dishwasher. So we're going to get that thing hooked up real fast. But everything else is done. It looks good. It plays good. And if you want to come over and play basketball with your preacher, tough. He is not playing basketball with you. But we are excited that it's finally finished. Yeah, we are going to have a dedication over there in the next sometime or another. We're going to plan it and do it right, so we're not going to rush into it. But I think, are we still on for a pig roast? Even in January? Okay, so we'll probably do it in January then. Have we got the pig? Matt, have we got the pig? No, probably. You won't get out of this building today. We're going to shoot for January, so we'll see how that goes. Larry, good to see you. Marie, good to see you. They're both, Larry's done with chemo and Marie's taking chemo, so she's not shaking hands or hugging the neck, so just be careful with her. And Dorothy Baggett is still in the hospital, and then Sheila Mays, she passed away this past week, so we'll be having a memorial service tomorrow at 1 o'clock here at the church. So let's go to the Lord and pray. We've got a lot to pray for. Father Almighty, we love you and praise you. We're here today to worship you, Father, to feel the presence of God. I pray, Lord, that as we sing and open up the Word of God, that everything we do would bring honor and glory to your name. I pray, Lord, that if there's decisions to be made, that you would prick our hearts, and if you have to, pierce our hearts, Father, to get our attention. And I pray, God, that as we share the Christmas story, that we'll realize that Jesus came to this earth to save us from our sins. And if there's anybody, Lord, that's never given their life to you, I pray today would be the day. Thank you, God, for the blessings of the new building. I thank you, Father, for all the blessings that you poured out on Hillcrest Baptist Church. I thank you, Father, for each one here today. Pray a blessing on each one. I pray, God, that everybody would leave here knowing that they've been in the presence of Almighty God. We do love you and praise you, Lord, and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, children, come on down. You guys are so good. Y'all just came down here so quiet and good. I'm proud of you. You know what this week's going to be next Sunday? It's Christmas time. I want to share with you a verse or two or three about God. You know, we celebrate God's birthday, the 25th, but we really celebrate it all year long. Because if you know God, you've got Him in your heart. This is how the Bible describes God. Beloved, that's us. Let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. So if you have Jesus in your heart, the Bible just told you that you have to love everybody else. Sometimes that's kind of hard, isn't it? You go to school and you have people that pick on you or bully you, what we call it, but we still need to love them. And then the Bible says, and he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So if we know God, we're just like God, we love people, but if we don't know God, we can't understand what love is. In this, the love of God was revealed to us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Jesus. So God was love, And he loved us so much that he sent his son to die for our sins. We know that, don't we? And if we believe in him, then we live with him. We live for him. And then, beloved, again, that's us. If God so loved us, we also love one another again. So make sure that you practice loving one another. That's what Christmas is really about, the love of God. And then the Bible says, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. And this is what the Bible says about God. God is love. So God is all over this building. God is all over the world. In fact, the Bible says he has this world in the palm of his hand. So he must be awfully big, huh? How in the world can we get that big old God to come down here on earth? How would we do that? Let me show you something. You know what that is? That's a squirt bottle. You're supposed to put ketchup and all that in there, but how in the world are you going to get God in something like this? How do you get a big old jug of ketchup to get in that little hole? Yeah. So you put that in there and say that was ketchup. So you pour that in there and it all goes into there, right? That's kind of what God does when he sent Jesus down here. He poured all his love out in Jesus. And Jesus came down here like a funnel. And all that big God, all that big stuff of God went right through that funnel into us. How did he do it? I don't know. But the Bible says he did it. He came to earth. God came to earth to save us from our sins. Isn't that neat? Yes, preacher, that's neat. Yeah, all right. You guys are so good. What do you want first? You want the candy or the... somebody gave me these to give to you guys. You may or may not want them. But they're coloring books. If you want one, you can have one. Don't leave yet. I just said that's for candy. Three of them. Oh, you got three. You guys want another one? Okay. You want another one? Yeah, I got 50 of them. You guys want another one?
Yeah.
Huh? I don't know if I got enough for everybody. You know, I'm giving you extra ones. Maybe you can give them out as presents to somebody else. Okay, good. You do? I don't think I have four. I don't have enough for everybody to get four. I'm sure that if somebody doesn't have a present, you give them to them. All righty. You guys have been so good today. I'm so proud of you guys. You like the Milky Ways? That's my favorite. My favorite's Hershey bars too. Skittles. Yeah. You're welcome. I know that. Did you guys come all this way just to play one? Have them back. Yes. I was going to tell them I played clarinet in high school, and actually it was middle school, and I was first chair. Heidi, I wasn't going to tell that part. They put my chair outside of the practice room. We are going to share the Christmas story. It'll be mostly Matthew and Luke. We'll read a few verses. I'll share a few thoughts. And then the choir will sing, or you will sing. So I think the choir sings one time. And then you guys are supposed to sing the rest of the time. So I want to tell you what we're going to be doing. So let's start out first of all in prayer. This is a special time for the Lord to speak to us. Lord, I pray that you would take this, the Word of God, the singing of the Christmas songs, and Father, that it would just bring joy and peace and salvation to each of our hearts. And God, that as we get done with this, that we could know that you are a sweet-smelling aroma to you, that it's just a good sacrifice, God, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I read this the other day, so I thought I'd share it with you because it kind of reminded me of our home. One thing that parents often struggle with is giving their children gifts that not only give joy, but will also last beyond a short time in their lives. Even something worthwhile like a book is designed for a specific reading level and age, so it soon loses value in the little child's life. Along with the desire to give something that will last, part of the joy is seeing the delight of the children when they receive the gift. Have you ever given your children a book at Christmas time? Maybe they're 5 years old and they read it for a year or two, and then it's too elementary for them. So all these gifts that we give them, they bring joy for a short time, and then they kind of lose the shine of them. So remember that as we think about Christmas. The Bible says that Jesus is the greatest gift given to man, and we believe that. The Bible says that our Heavenly Father gives us the gift of eternal life through Jesus. He gives us the gift of salvation by grace through faith, and the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. And James said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and it came down from the Father of lights. Romans 4:17 says he gives life to the dead, and Romans 8:11 says promises life to the mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in us. So I want you to hear that the greatest gift that God has ever given to each one of us is the gift of God. The gift of God is Jesus, our Son, our Savior. So I want to start out in Luke chapter 1, and then we'll read verses 26 through 31. And this is the announcing of Jesus by name, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. The Bible says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice highly favored one, the Lord is with you, and blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what name or what manner the greeting was. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and they shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Highest, and that the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. So back during the Bible days, the names meant something back then. So when they named Jesus, that name means the Lord of salvation. That's the gift of God to us, the Lord of salvation. Baby Jesus is our salvation. And the Bible tells us that we need to accept him as a child, goes to church and hears about it for the first time. That's what we do. We accept him. That's our way to heaven. We're going to sing page 87, Joy to the World, verses 1 and 4. Jesus, but it's also Emmanuel. So if you would, run over to Matthew chapter 1. Let's read about the name Emmanuel, verses 21 through 25. Matthew 1, 21 through 25. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled with the which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Jesus saves, and the word Emmanuel means God with us. So when you put the two together, you get God is with us, who provides salvation for us. How can Jesus and God be the same? Let's run over to John chapter 1. I have no idea how God does the things he does, but I just have faith in him and know that he doesn't. How did he become God and Jesus at the same time? John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and then verse 14. The Bible says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And then verse 14 says, And the Word became flesh, God became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. How was Jesus God at the same time? I don't know, but he was. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Page 76, we're going to sing verses 1 and 4 of O Come Emmanuel.
Ransom captive here.
Tells us about the birth of Emmanuel, God with us, and Jesus God is his salvation. And he tells us this in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee and one of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was one of the house of lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. David Jeremiah wrote this about an NFL player that heard about and saw how Jesus changed his teammates. When Harry Swain played in the NFL, his teammate Mark Slanworth kept inviting him to the Bible studies. Swain politely declined, but he couldn't help noticing the difference in the players who did go. They were so kind to Swain that he came under deep conviction and longed to give his life to Jesus. In January of 1999, after the Broncos won the Super Bowl, he piled into the caravan of limos heading to the celebration. He said, "I was so convicted that I told my limo driver to take a left, and I made him take me back to the hotel, and I gave my life to Christ." The story goes on to say the greatest gift we can offer our Savior is to yield our life to Him. Compared to knowing Christ, even a Super Bowl victory dims and fades. What the world offers, even the most expensive Christmas present, is perishable. When we give Jesus our heart and life, we become imperishable and we become the recipients of imperishable riches. The greatest gift ever is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Page 86, A Little Town of Bethlehem. I'm going to sing it all.
Sleep.
Matthew writes after the birth of Christ, the good news, the good news is spread. So read with me Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, the wise men from the east came, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Usually I'm the one that messes up, so. Also brought the promise of peace and goodwill to all humanity. Listen to the words of God in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger." A And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising the Lord God and saying, "Glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." Page 88. We'll sing it all. Hark the herald angels sing. Of Jesus, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple to have him dedicated to the Lord. Simeon, a priest of God, had been waiting for Jesus. God is our salvation, so that he could die in peace. And the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 32, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought Jesus in to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel.'" This is what we would call an invitation to all people to receive the free gift of God, salvation, God with us. So I want you to dwell on holding the baby Jesus in your arms and asking God to let you depart in peace. Simeon, 80 years old, been waiting to die in peace. I pray that every single day for our church members, that you have peace in your home, peace at work, peace wherever you're going. And without God, you won't have peace, but I pray that, and I mean it too. I hope that we have peace and joy in our homes. Still offer the gift of salvation today. Jesus, Yahweh is salvation, Emmanuel, God with us. And I'm telling you right now, Jesus is here. He's in this sanctuary. He's with us. It's my prayer that all of you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but experience tells us that when you have this many people together, that there's somebody that has never invited the Lord Jesus in their heart. So I hope you heard the love of God in the scripture today. God is love. God sent his only son to die for us on the cross. His only requirement is that we admit our sins, we confess our sins to him, and then ask him into our heart. And that is so simple. Dear Jesus, forgive me for my sins and come into my life. And just like that, he'll come into your heart. When he does, he changes you. Something happens. The Bible says you become a new creation in Christ. Man, do we ever need some new creations in Christ in this world, this country, Clarksville? Every single day we hear about somebody killing somebody. The fear is that the ones that are killed do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But the other part of that is just meanness that kills people. And they need the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for you guys. I pray that you'll have peace in this world, because you go outside and you'll have to take your last breath. Please don't go home today without Jesus in your heart. I don't know how to put it. Christ in your heart, the Bible says you cannot go to heaven. Two places, you know what they are, heaven and hell. You're either going to one or the other. But please don't go home without having Christ in your heart. We're going to stand and sing. This is a time that you can pray with the Lord. You can let the music speak to you. You can reminisce on the scripture that we talked about. It's just a time to communicate with God and ask Him what He wants of you. If you need to give your life to Him, this would be a great time to do it during the song. If not, it's just a rededication of your life. Lord, help me to be a better daddy. Help me to be a better mama. Just do that in your pew. 103, we're going to stand and sing it all. I'll be up front. If you need to make a decision, come on down and let me pray with you. Everybody sit down except the drama people so we can recognize them. You guys were fantastic. I felt my heart was going to leap out of my chest. I've watched these kids. I've watched these young adults grow up. I am so proud of you guys. You act like you're 40 years old with maturity. So thank you so much for that. Until they get over there, they're not so much. But yeah, didn't they do good though? Yeah. Come here, Hannah. About a week ago, I told her I wanted her to write all this script. I did tell her about 2 or 3 months ago. I gave her a list of verses, and I asked her if she could write drama to go with those verses. But this was not something we purchased. You did a whole lot of it, so thank you so much. We love you. And then Kathy, wherever she's at, can't hardly see her, but thank you so much for all you do for us. Hannah couldn't do it, Kathy could do it. And if you see Kathy, you see Hannah. I mean, if your eyes are closed, they are just alike. They are generals. And they point that finger. And yes, sir. And Hannah's growing up just like mama. All righty. And thank you guys for coming. I hope that you enjoyed the scripture. I hope that you enjoyed the singing. Let me encourage you guys, husbands, dads, to read the Christmas story to your family. There was one verse in there when it said Quirinius. My preacher years ago told us to go home and read the Christmas story to our family. And this was after I got back in church. I had been out of church for so long, and I didn't know even where the book of Luke was hardly. And he told us to read that Christmas story to our kids. At the time, I had two kids. I still got those kids, but they were little. And I told Rhonda, I said, I'm going to do this. And she lovingly helped me. But we sat around, and I was scared to death. I shook, and then I got to that word. I'm looking at it, I'm looking at my kids, and I just blurted out something. I had no idea what it was. But let me tell you, I was scared to death. But we haven't missed a Sunday of Christmas since then. My kids will read it to their family, and hopefully their kids will read it to their families. We've had men here since 2004. They heard their preacher, which would lead tell them they ought to be reading the Christmas story, and some of them did, took it to heart, and started reading the Christmas story. It's very important. Let me tell you this. It's very important for a child to hear his daddy read the Bible and pray. I found out the hard way that my kids grew up with that daddy doing that, and then they were 6th and 7th grade, 8th grade, and it's almost too late when you wait that long. But don't wait too long. Just start it tonight or Christmas Eve and just do it. Or else I'll get Hannah up here and she'll point the finger at you. There's a man. We're going to close and then we're going to dismiss. So pray with me. Father, thank you for this day, your blessing, your love and grace and mercy. Thank you, Father, for each one here. I pray your blessings on them. I pray safe travels on the way home. I pray for peace in our homes and joy in our homes. And Father, come Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and our dads would take the Bible and read to our family. And Father, if we don't have dads in the home, let the mother do it. And I pray these kids would hear the Christmas story straight out of the Bible. Use us and guide us, Lord, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.